Okay, so I wanted to start just with a vart. I guess the main, the vart itself, I'm basically saying over Joshua's Haran, but it's a very important, I'm going to try to say it over and explain it as best as I can. He's going on the Pasik. He's... Okay. He is... explaining on the pasuk when it says Moshe Rabbeinu debated back and forth with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, you know, I'm a kvad peh and a ralz fasayim, and how am I going to speak to them? So we have back and forth with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him finally, Vayeim Hashem Hashem Elov Misom peh la'odam, who put a mouth, who gave a person a mouth? Oy mi yosum ilaim, or who makes a person mute, deaf, being able to see, or blind? That's the pasuk. So many people ask, and the Ran gives his teretz, you know, if I walk into a room and I say, who lit the light in the room? That's a good question. It's a valid question. There are no lights in the room. And someone will come in and say, who put the darkness into the room? We'd look at the guy and say, are you trying to be funny, or you smoked something and inhaled? Like, what does it mean? Who put the darkness into the room? It's a room is dark unless somebody lit it up. So we understand the question of who made a person, who put a mouth in a person. That's a very good question. But this expression of who made a person mute or deaf or blind, those three things really, really don't sound right. Maybe it's poetic language. We actually come across this in davening every morning. We say Yotze Or Uvorei Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forms light and creates darkness. What does it mean he creates darkness? Darkness is the default setting. It's what you get when there is nothing. So why in the world would we say that? What do we mean when we use that term? And actually, bara is a very, very powerful word. It means to create from nothing almost. So it's the same point, same question. So the Ran offers the following understanding. Let's give a mashal for it, then I think we'll be able to understand it. Say, there's a stranger. To most of you, I'm not a stranger, but we'll take Max just as an example. And someone say, why don't you take care of Max? Why don't you support him? Why don't you give him food? Why don't you this, that, the other thing? I would say, one second, if I give him, it's nice of me and it's kind of me. You may suggest that I give him, but it's a meaningless question to say, why aren't you supporting him? But let's say I see a child whose parents are not feeding him, his parents aren't giving him anything, and then I'm very, very, it's a very probing question. Hey, where are you? Why aren't you feeding this kid? Why aren't you taking care of him? Why aren't you talking to him? Because even though technically, on a physical level, my assumption is nothing exists until... it doesn't bother me that much, but is it going to be constant accompaniment? No, okay. It doesn't... So even though in a dry technical term, you need a reason to give, but a parent is naturally a giver and a take care, and if I see a situation, a negative situation, there must be a reason. I'm angry at my kid. We've ruptured our relationship. What's wrong with this, that, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world to be a positive place. It says, Lo sohu vra l'sheves yitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to be empty. He created the world to be. So yes, technically, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was nothing. But the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bracious, and he made a bria, we have a pasuk that says Lo yisohu bra l'sheves yitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to exist. So a constant hashba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the norm in the world. That's what the world is. If I find a pocket, thank you so much, Hashba. Thank you very, very much. If I find a packet of lack in the world, I don't see it as missing, I see it as disrupted. It's not, well, of course a person doesn't have a mouth, of course a person doesn't see, unless Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him. No, if a person can't speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu muted him, because mitzad the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stopping what he wants to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a mashpia in the world, he wants the world to exist, to thrive, and to have. Light is a natural situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be lighted and enlightened, enlightened from him. Anything that's missing has a purpose as much as the original light has a purpose. If I can say over, I saw a letter a footnote wrote once in his early years, it's printed, beautiful letter, and he writes, I have two friends. One of them complained, when I knock upstairs, nobody's home. He said, I got to know him, he was not a very deep person. My other friend said, whenever I knock upstairs, they decide not to answer my knock. And that person I got to know, and he's a much deeper person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be positive. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu lit up the world, anytime there's darkness, it's because the decision was made for a reason to close the light. The default setting of this world is an open light, and a decision was made closed. The Ran then explains, I'm not going to be mired in that so much, why over here it was extremely important to take away his ability to speak, but I think it's just a generally very positive a perspective on life. It's very different when you ask yourself, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember to give me X, Y, Z? Or why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholding X, Y, Z from me? There's no, it says in the Pasuk, Nari Sigam Zakhan Tel Yisit Tzadik Ne'ezav V'Zaram Vak Shlachem. I never saw a forsaken Tzadik. So it's a difference between parents that don't care about a child or parents that made a decision to withhold something for whatever reason. It's even though both of them, the child doesn't have X, Y, or Z, but there's a world of difference between a parent that has abandoned a child, it's a terrible situation. A parent sometimes in the world of chinuch, it's appropriate to withhold something from a child. He needs to earn it, needs to appreciate it, he needs to understand its consequences, many reasons. But that means it's an actively engaged parent. So anytime we see in the world something missing, in our lives something missing, lacking, we don't achieve it because I'm not important enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it. I'm important enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu to withhold it from me. And I need to ask myself, why? Maybe sometimes it's because my job is to go through life with these challenges and to prove it can be done with these challenges. Sometimes it's there as a call for tshuva. Sometimes there as a call for tefillah. Whatever it is, it's a very different perspective on what's missing, as opposed, it's not missing, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholding it. Okay, this is a point I wanted to say over the Ran, and the Ran explains also why it's crucial that he can't speak, a very beautiful point, but I don't want to go into it. I want to leave it at this point. And now, I guess,